Nearly 60 years have passed since dialysis was first introduced in Japan in 1965 for children with end-stage renal disease. During this period, dialysis therapy, renal transplantation, and renal failure-related treatments, especially clinical applications of erythropoietin and growth hormone, have made remarkable progress, and the era of focusing on prolonging the life of children with end-stage renal disease has completely passed. Patients receiving kidney transplants are at a higher risk of death than the general population during the coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic. However, pediatric cases of severe disease are rare and without death. We will continue to provide kidney transplantation medical care by implementing infection prevention measures and treatment based on the latest evidence, and by promoting donated kidney transplantation. We also hope that pediatric patients with renal failure will grow up to be healthy, both physically and mentally, and become independent members of society, just like healthy children.